Okay, it's, what's today?
Tuesday
night, we're learning Mishnayos. I actually don't understand, I don't understand the source to say the Avdezin said it. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that there's a Bezin HaGadol, which is 71. HaGadol B'chokhma Shebekulin, Moshivin also Rosh Aleihem. He's the Nasi. So if it says Rosh Bezin, why in the world would we think, and the Rambam says the Av Bezin is the Sagan. The Moshivin HaGadol Shebeshivim, the biggest one of the 70, Mishneh LaRosh, V'yoshev miyamino, who nikra bezdin. Who says that? So it says in the Mishnah, Rosh Bezdin. So who says it doesn't mean the Nasi? So the Victor Miller, where does he get it from?
I don't know where he gets it from. He says it as
Pshat. Says Rosh Bezdin, the Rambam defines Rosh Bezdin as the Nasi. The Av Bezdin was the Sagan. How can you change? I don't know how you can change that. Good, maybe as a Makar, we don't know. You know, it would be good to look it up. I told you about the Sefer. I'm not going to do it. I've told those, maybe the wife has it, the girls learn at the school. Told those, I'm Olam from Rottenburg. He would talk about it. I mean, if there's what to talk about, he would talk about it. I looked at all the Mishnah.
In a historical context.
Yes. His Sefer told us I'm Olam is a history book. Yeah, so maybe there's an index and there's a thing. You can maybe look it up there. There's a good index. Maybe there's even an index to Shas. You can look up the Mishnah and Shama. See if he refers to it. Or Kiddush HaChodesh. The wife probably has like four volumes. And she went to Beis Yaakov, they have like four volumes. She went to Beis Yaakov, I don't know. She went to school. They had their four volumes. Now it's up to seven of them. Like big, like huge things. They're up to seven volumes now. It's like 30 years later. Like it comes out a volume every 5 years. Comes out another volume. He died. He was Mister around 10 years ago. I think his son put out one volume so far. Okay. Good. Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. The most Tsuros Levanos means moons. Hayulay Ramagamio Batavla on a portable tablet. Ubikoso Ba'aliyoso, and in the wall of the Aliyah, maybe it was probably the Aliyah of the Bezdin. Because a lot of times the Gemara describes Kiddush HaChodesh as taking place in the Aliyah. So it's Mustavra, the Aliyah here is that Aliyah? I don't know. I don't remember up here. They went to the Aliyah. I don't know. They went. A lot of things happened to the Aliyah. Like when they had a get together. They want to be. Maybe there was no phone. Cell phone reception there. They went to the Aliyah. So apparently it was easier to question them. Shaban Mara said, Yotos. I mean, people who couldn't conceptualize, couldn't visualize, would get all fatumos with the question. And the Gemara deals with the problem that it's also to make the demus of Levana. So the Gemara deals with the issue. And there's a few terusim in the Gemara. Someone else made it to him. There's only a kashat of Marasayan. And he took it apart. He put it together. Or it's mutter to do with Islam made for educational purposes. It's mutter. So the Gemara deals with that issue. I just really want to hear about Rabbi Zabrowski. I see he's not even here now tonight. Okay, so I'm telling Kathy that I don't see him. Harus is there, so we'll say Ashir is going to be there.
I didn't speak to Yishni, but I was with myself.
What? I don't see him now, for example. Okay, he has here a good signature. It's very nice here. Here. He has there, like Aleph. Like this was the Tavla, let's make believe. So here's Aleph. So Aleph is the Tzfona, it's on cell phone. The Yesh La Netiyah L'Dorom. And it's tilted. I don't know what that means. Ve'eterak Bizman. Yeah, you know, sometimes it could be this way, sometimes it wouldn't be this way. Beis, this is an example. Beis is Litzfono, Lekarneho, Notos, Lugamri, Litzofo. Ze'i Efshar. The Levona would never look like, cannot look like this, would never look like this. Gimel is Litzfono, Lekarneho, Notos, Litzofo, Ma'arov. E Efshar, and this would be Lefnei Hachama. Like it would never look like this. Dalit is the stone of the Khanan Notus Lamaira. That's impossible. Hey is impossible. Bog, impossible. Zion is impossible. Ches is impossible. That it would be in Dorom and Khanan Notus Ludorom. This is possible, but the astronomy has to stim, test. Meaning it could be in Dorom and Karneho Notos Lemizrach Tzofon. The Efirak Bizman Shal Lefi Achesh Ben Halavona Nimtzis Shom. Anyway, so this very presumably was what the Tavla looked like, or something like this. Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
She wanted to. Maisa is a story. Shabo Shnayim, two people came to Beis Din to be made on the Chiddush Alavona. The Omru Reiniu Shachris Bamizrach. In other words, on day number 29, they saw it at Mizrach. The Arvis on day 30, they saw it tomorrow. Amar Rav Yechon ben Nuri, Eidei Sheker Heim. Now, what were they doing by Rav Yechon ben Nuri? The next words of the Mishnah are Kishabo'u L'Yavneh. So, he speaks out here. And this is already, we're talking about now about the Rama Gamliel. By the way, we're talking about the Rama Gamliel that was Bizman HaKhurban. The one that when they first went to Yavne, who was the Nasi? Rabbi Yeshua. Who was the Nasi? No, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. That was the story in Gittin. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So he didn't live that long, and he gave it over to Rabbi Gamliel. He went back to Rabbi Gamliel, like that family. Rabbi Gamliel was from Yehuda, from Dovid HaMelech, but he went back to that family. So that's the Rabbi Gamliel that we're talking about now. So he was in Yavne. This is the Yavne that they went to after the Korban HaBayis. So even though Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was in Yavne, so why did Eidim Bechal go to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? And it says it's Shavol Yavne. So then what were they doing by Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? Why did they even go there? He says maybe he brings down from the Rizvan. Oh no. He brings down someone that maybe they went there, maybe they were not they were not known people. They didn't think the Bezdin would know them. They went to get Aiden to go with them to say who they were. So maybe that's why they went to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Maybe. Agabonami says you're wasting your time. It can't happen. I mean, the Gemara and Art Scroll goes into somewhat all these things, what the Machlokes are is. Like, we're not going to go into that. The first Mishnah is actually they do a little. Pumbo, Baruch Pumbo, it's a very, very difficult tomorrow. We're not going to go into it. He said it's impossible. Chivol Yavna Kibbutz Rama Gamliel, because the second half was possible. Well, Jilu Lafia Cheshbin, that it could have been seen the night of day 30, it could have been tomorrow. So he just ignored what they said it was the Mizrach that morning. So the Gemara says what the Machlokes is and what it's Tully in and Pavim Bob Barucha, Pavim Bob Tzara. We're not going to go into it. So that's that story. Now there's another story. Ba'od, another story, that Rabbi Gamliel accepted Eidim for Kiddush HaChodesh, even though his peers argued with him. Ba'od, Shnai, Ba'omru, Reneu, Bismano. Bismano is always day 30. So we saw it on day 30. Ubaleli Buro, meaning the night after day 30, the night of day 31, right? Ubaleli Buro, the night after day 30, called Leli Buro, because it's the night after what would be day number 30. Ubaleli Buro, Lomiro. They saw the night, they saw it Or Lalamed, and they didn't see it Or Lalamed Allah. What's going on? For Renew of Lily and Erin. The Kibbutz Rambam Gamliel. In other words, he felt he. Well, they didn't see it. Akash v'maisim. Even though it was, I guess it was like a clear night, he said it could happen, but they didn't see it. The Levana is very, very small at this time, remember, and it sets right away, right? It's out very little, so there's no kasha.
Why did you think out?
You have to say that it wasn't seen. Like it was day 30, and it was before the night, and it should have been seen then already. No, it was still daytime. He wasn't, or you could say he was Makadish HaChodesh on day 30, and then that night, he didn't retroactively be Mavatal in, because even though it wasn't seen. They came and they said, you know, the read the Mishnah, Boshnai Bomarinu Bismano, Kama, he was Makadish day number 30. Ubaleli Buro Lomira is the continuation of the story. That night, a few hours later, they thought it was Rol Lomira.
Once already the next day, she could be Marazo.
If it turns out there is a Sheker, that's what we're going to be learning about. But for Pashtas, you would say there is a Sheker. It doesn't count. For Horeb Baraglov, right? The Gemara says, they say that someone died and then the guy shows up, so his wife has to leave her new husband. That's Baharan Baraglov. So if it becomes clear that there is a Sheker in any other area of the Torah, certainly doesn't totally retract what happened. It was based on a toast. It was based on a toast in reality, not a toast in din. A toast in reality. So if it's true that if you don't see the Levana the next night, it's like Bohor and Baranlov. That's what they thought. Uvaleli Buro Lomira, Bekibbe Ramah Gamliel. Because he knew that Alpi Cheshbon, they saw it, it could have appeared when they saw it. So that's probably what happened. I didn't see it the next night, Akash v'maisim. They didn't notice it, they didn't see it, it was covered up by a cloud. Omer Abdesh ben Hurkanus. I don't know, the Lashon is B'Kibbutz Rambam Gamliel is like after, but then you have to say B'Kibbutz Rambam Gamliel means he was not Mevatel the Eidus. Because virtually all the Shoinim hold, once it's day 31, you can't be Mekadosh on Afreya. So it has to be that B'Kibbutz Rambam Gamliel means he allowed it to stand. Amar Abdeisa ben Hurkanus say they sheker hang. Abdeisa ben Hurkanus says, it's like Bohorin Baraglo, you have to be Mevatel the Eidus on Afreya. It's like no Adam came, and Now this was glad that Rosh Hashanah, this was glad that Tishrei, as we'll see in a few lines that this was happening in the Chodesh Tishrei. Heich midin al isha sheyogo levocha kreisu ben shineo. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So really, Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanus was the bad guy. The difference is that Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanus was talking theoretically. Saying what he held. The Yeshua was very dangerous with him. Yeshua was the Abbezdin. He was the second in command. if he's going to start with this shita that it was a mistake, people to follow him, maybe he even implied he should be followed. Like he was already in a position of power, the guy be the best. The best of the rest, you know, theoretical. So although Rav Desmond Hurkunas was the one that pointed out the Shita, but Rav Yeshua was Abdes, and he said, you know, the man's right. We have to be Mavakal the Eidus and be Kaveh Abdesden on day number, and be Kaveh Rishchaydish on day number 31, not on day number 30. We have to be Mavakal the Kiddush HaChaydish of day number 30. Mishnah Tess, we have it as, it goes on, it's a Hemshech. Shalachoy Rabbi Gamliel, apparently he sent Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, he sent Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Yeshua's Talmud, Kaisani Alecha, Shadabi Yesli, Bamakelcha, which is carrying, Bamaosecha, which is Muksa, Yom Akipurim, Shalios Bakeshboim, which according to you would be Yom Kippur. Havachu Matsu Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. So, so you have to, according to the Rishalmi, he was. So you have to say that after he did the shlichos, he saw that he was made. Sorry, he didn't know what to do. What should he do? Should he be mechalim, kippin? I never understood this story exactly because I'm not sure what the Yeshua held. He didn't give me. Because day number 31 is automatically kaddish. You mean? So day number bottle, you don't have to make a kiddush achaydish. In other words, he held like remember the Blessed Ben Azaria. Like a blizzard of Tzadik, you don't have to be Mekadosh. I mean, anyway, even if you don't look like a blizzard of Tzadik, even if you're not Mekadosh, but it becomes Kadosh automatically. It sounds like it's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh, but you know, certainly day number 32 doesn't become Kadosh. So he says you have to come on that day. Amalai Yeshli Lumoy, Rabbi Kiva said, I'm going to teach you. The Kolmash also from Gamliel also, even if they're Eidei Sheker, but the Baal they will. So this is a Chiddush. This is a tremendous Chiddush in Hilchos Chiddush Achayim, in Hilchos Eidus of Chiddush. And even though in all of the areas of the Torah, even if it's 20 years later, but if it turns out the Eidim are Sheker, I mean it's not easy to prove Eidim as liars. But if you end right, Eidim Zoyim is a Chiddush. Say something like Bohorug Baragra, you see the lions. So you mavatal everything that happened to Mafreya, but by Kiddush HaKodesh it's different. Shanem or Elamayan de Hashem Mikoy Kodesh and Shatikru Oisom, Bain Bismanam and Shuad Bismanam, Bain Mayad, Selu Elu. So the Mishnah doesn't say the Drasha the way we always say it over. Atem Afilu Shagigim, Atem Afilu Mazidim, Atem Afilu Anusim. That it's learned out from the Oysom, which is without the Vav, and you read it Atem, the Mishnah implies like a single different drasha. Eimli Miyadu Zala Eilu, Eilim Ode Hashem. Asher Tikru Atem. I don't know, there's different. You have that sometimes. Rather, Eidim Zayman, you also have it, but because it's all Roy Kasher also. The Mishnah never says that. The Mishnah says, Marei Ochiv, Ochiv Taya. You read Ochiv Taya. Okay, whatever the drosha is, the Mishnah implies the same way in Moyad, the Tele'elu, the Gemara brings down, Atem Afilu this, Atem Afilu that. So he doesn't know what. So Rabbi Kiva came to him that Kiddush HaChodesh is different. It's not like Geya. This is going to be Yom Kippur. Kippur is not, even if they were shekel, Lamaisa, that's Yom Kippur.
You think
even if he made a mistake, Yom Kippur is the 10th day of, he was Kaveh when the first day of Tishrei was, so Asara B'Tishrei is when
he would have made a mistake in some other din in the Torah.
Then it would be buffled. No, that's not if it's a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure, that there's a Farish or Gemara and Hurius, that it's not if it's a mistake. So, well, you had to warn your vomitors if they paskin something with Shabbos, and then it turned out it was Lila, really. It was Lila, they just made it. A mistake's a mistake. a reality mistake. We're not talking about a mistake in din. A mistake in din could be totally in Tov, Sikol Adas, Tov in Bar Mishnah, Tov in Dov Shat Sfut and Modem. These are all legal mistakes. But reality mistakes, the Gemara in the Vomit, the Sukkot in the Vomit. Reality mistakes, Einzog Din El Atolos, the Gemara is Lashem. So Hurrius is already just a theoretical raya, because Hurrius is dealing with a mistake in din. Here we're dealing with a mistaken reality. But there were no Eidim there, Eidim Shekin. That a mistaken reality is a Lashon HaGemara in Yevamos. Ein Zed Din Ela Totlus. It's a Totlus, it's not a Din, it's totally bothered. The exception to that rule is an exception of Hukul Skidu Shachaydish. Bolo Yesul Abdoisa Ben Hurkanus. So he didn't feel comfortable with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud. He went to Abdoisa Ben Hurkanus, who was really the instigator of the whole story, right? He was the one that promulgated the Shita, that it was wrong. So what does Abdoisa Ben Hurkanus tell him? So he's going to tell him that the mother of Akiva was right. And really what Abdoisa Ben Hurkanus says is not relevant. He's going to say, you know the mystery. He's going to say that you have to follow the Bezdin, the Bezdin knows the Bezdin. It's not relevant to think a mistake's a mistake. Like, it doesn't matter who the Bezdin is. Like, what's the point? So the Mepharshim explained his point was only that you shouldn't think that the din of Atem, that this din of Kiddush HaChodesh is only by a Bezdin like Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, the Pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, so you might say you need that caliber of Bezdin to have that din. Who said that din is by a lower caliber Bezdin? That's what he said. Like it's a limud that a low caliber Bezdin, the only thing is a low caliber Bezdin. For all you know, they're a high caliber Bezdin. For all you know, they're as good as the Bezdin that was, we may know Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't know. So even though presumably they weren't, but the fact that the Torah didn't say their names and didn't tell you who they were is precisely to teach you this din, that they have all the kokos of that Bezdin, which by Kiddush HaChodesh, but ultimately he's not saying a new answer. We're sticking with Rabbi Akiva. He's just saying that don't think Rabbi Akiva, what? You don't think that Rabbi Akiva's din is a special din only by certain kinds of what they did. That's what he's saying. That maybe they don't have the koach of Atem Asilu of Moadom. If it has all the powers of a Bezdin, so it's to teach you. How about that we know that no Dayan nowadays is going to be as great as the they were Nevi'im. But it's to teach you. I will allow me to go shloisha shalom to base on Yisrael, Reiko Bezdino Shalmoisha. Which had the din of, that we just said, that their Kaveh went with Chaydish. So certainly Rabbi Gamliel has it also. So that's it. Notlo Maklo Ma'osa, Biyodo, Baholach Liyavne, Eitur Rabbi Gamliel, Biyom Shekhol Yom Akipurim Liyo Sechashbono, and that would be automatic, remember, according to him. Because it was day number 31, so that's automatic. So that means it is Yom Kippur, according to him. So that the answer is, it's not. In reality, it's not. Because Rabbi Gamliel already said, it was Kadeya that day number 30 should be Rish Chodesh. So that's the way it is, even if it turns out it was based on a Sheker. Even if it turns out it was based on a Sheker. This whole thing is L'shitosah. Rabbi Gamliel didn't hold it was based on a Sheker, by the way. Rabbi Gamliel held that they saw it. He knew that astronomically they were able to see it, and they taka saw it. So the next thing, they didn't see it, Akasha. They didn't notice it, there was a cloud, whatever. But so the whole Mishnah bringing out the din is really unnecessary. Rabbi Gamliel held that it was a focus on din. Rabbi Gamliel held that since astronomically he knew they saw it, Rabbi Gamliel has there's no raya in the sheker head. So you don't make a taste in the sheker head. They didn't notice it. But that's a valid plea, it's called. That's a possible plea, valid enough that you don't possibly obey them because of it. So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, he had it. Not to Matul Meir, so he goes to Yavne, he's going to be the Meir of the Yom and Kippur Meir to Cheshbono. The Meir is like building a sukkah, you know, probably. Over there, the Meir, he stood up for him, and Oshkal Rosho, Amoy Bo B'Sholom, Rabbi B'Talmidi, Rabbi B'Chachma. Either he's saying it humbly, or he really held it, and Yeshua is greater than him. He's supposed to pick the greatest person to be the Nosh. So why they... He's either being humble,
or maybe because he was from
Dabin HaMelech, I guess. Or maybe when you say Rabbi Yechon Zakeh gave it over to him, that's what he writes, like he gave it to him. Rabbi B'chokhla B'talmidi Shekibalta Ez Dvorai. Ashrei Hador, he brings on the Gemara, goes on to say in the Brisa, Ashrei Hador Shekidoylon Nishmoyim L'Ktanah. He points out in the bottom, Mustafa, he points out in the bottom that despite everything, the Chachmei Hador did see it as a Pagia in Rabbi Shua's Kavod. Because when the story with Meirv happened and this, and they deposed him with Gamliel, they said, look at him, he's always being Messiah of him, and they pointed to this story. So I guess they felt it went overboard to make him come to him. Even halachically, he was right. They didn't say he was Mashalim and Achet. But the fact that he made him come, even though Gamliel's intentions were pure, for sure, but by Meirv also was pure. It's a low, hey, state terrorist be Israel. Right? Especially it was after the Korban. That's what the historians talk about. It was super duper important to establish that there's an authority being conveyed on the halakha and Klal Yisrael. It was this motif. It was on the Bua. Not like after the Korban by a Sishon, they had Nazim with them, talking to them. The truth is, after by a Sishon, there also was this motif. The whole religion, so to speak. They thought Hashem might finish. They took the Beis HaMikdash's destruction that Hashem is going to pick a different Ummah. It's over. No more Jews. Right? And Yechezkel had to tell him, no, no way, right? Mordechai and Shmuel said, look, Alain, it's not going to be that way. You can't just walk out the door. That was by Bayis Rishon. By Bayis Sheni, there was no more Nebuah. So there was no more Beis HaMikdash, no more Sanhedrin, Agadol, I mean, no more in its normal place. So that's what he talks about. It was very, very important to establish central authority. And Gamliel did a couple things, but they held, he went over the line. And that's why that whole story of Brachos is.
Okay.